Show. It's the show that's all about having the most fun in the most beautiful place on Earth. Talking about Cape Cod, USA. My name is Eric Williams, and Mung is here.
Whoop.
And Greg is here.
Hello.
And fellas, we are sitting right now watching this giant nor'easter churn up our neighborhood. But you know what? The weekend's going to come. The fun's going to be back. I don't want any panicking here. I see you guys fidgeting. I see you guys making calls, making out wills because of the weather. It's just Cape Cod. It's just the fall. These things are going to happen. None of this blubbering.
I'll be shedding a tear if this wet weather causes problems for foliage here on the Cape.
Don't you worry, Mung. The leaves are hearing you, and they won't leave until they're ready. They won't jump. Make that crazy leap into the great beyond before we tell them to.
Yay.
All right. What's coming up in the show today? We have a lot. The show rundown says this. Calzone Quest. The search for calzones on Cape Cod, something we've never done. Also something on spooky cemeteries. Greg, give me a woo, woo, woo. And we got the Brewster Potato Fest. Mung, make that potato noise you always make. We've got the Sandwich Porch Fest. Let's just move along. And the Katuit Chili Challenge. Greg, make that noise you always make. Too much chili, Greg.
I'm going to start talking about fireflies now.
Well, there's no defense when the beans start going and Greg starts glowing. That's no firefly.
I'm going to talk about
all fireflies. Right, let's check the all-important Cape and Islands weather forecast. We're just going to skip over the big super wet sponge that is whacking Cape Cod right now and take a look at what is a holiday weekend, gentlemen.
Yeah.
Do you remember?
Yep.
It's Armistice Day?
It's Labor Day, isn't it?
Guys, think about Cristoforo Colombo, Columbus, the Columbus guy, Columbus, Ohio.
Ohio, yeah, right. Oh.
I went back to Ohio and found Columbus, although he's a controversial figure now.
He's
still got a day.
Very controversial.
And it's sort of a holiday for some people. For Saturday, rain likely mainly before 9 a.m. as things settle down on Cape Cod. Cloudy with a high near 61. Maybe a good day to go to Provincetown.
Ooh.
For Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 65. And for Columbus Day, Monday, mostly sunny with a high near 64. So we are back.
Oh, these are the best temps, man.
And ready to
sunny,
go.
Sunny, mid-60s.
Totally.
Good for sleeping.
It's comfortable.
Good for sleeping. You don't need a huge jacket, but a nice light fall jacket.
Something fashionable. Maybe flannel. Have you guys broken out your flannel?
Yes. When I get home from work, I put on my flannel...
Cummerbund?
No, they're kind of like pants.
Flannel hernia truss.
What are they? Pantaloons.
They're not jammies. They're like...
Your flannel peignoir.
Pants of some sort. They're sort of light. Oh, they're
wintry. Wear.
They're evening wear. Thank you.
Your Mr. Rogers flannel nighty.
Fall and winter.
Don't go to Greg's house after dark is the end of that equation. Let's check the tides. I know you guys hate the tides in the off season. You don't care about the tides.
I thought tides got canceled in the off season.
We don't give a.
They should get rid of them, right? And just have it sort of one regular pattern we can all understand.
Take it up with the moon.
I think they could do that if they do it through Congress.
Well, let's go. It's a mess there now. We won't bring the moon to them or the tides. Coming up for this weekend, the holiday weekend, Saturday, we have high tides around noon. That means Sunday around 1. Monday around 1:30. Who knows how it all works for your high tides. And that means evening low tides, 5:30, 6:15, 7 o'clock, going through the holiday at night. So some nice sunset low tides over on the Bayside. That might be nice. Now, fellas, this occurred to me when I was traveling far and away to one of my daughter's soccer games, all the way from Wellfleet to Falmouth. On the way home, I started thinking, I'm hungry. It's getting late. I got to feed the family. What about a calzone? I mean, it's always pizza. Pizza's always the solution. But come on. Calzone is like, what, pizza's button-down cousin? You know, it's kind of sealed up. Greg, I know when we talked about it this morning, you didn't recognize the word calzone, and you said, what is a calzone?
Well, I've heard a calzone. I just never knew what it was.
And you said you'd never had one.
I've never had one. I'm a traditional pizza guy. I just, you know, big
Block.
Slice.
Let's just lay out the definition of calzone from our friends at Merriam-Webster, the dictionary world, Greg. You like dictionaries.
I love dictionaries.
That's right up your alley. Baked or fried turnover of pizza dough stuffed with various fillings, usually including cheese. Now, Mung.
Oh, I love calzones.
I had this Calzone Jones last night, and then I was like, I just got to bail out and get pizza.
What?
Something I know.
So you didn't actually get one.
I couldn't. I just dreamed about one. Oh. That's what started this. And
you
then,
violated the rule of 2019, which is always go with your first instinct.
Always get the calzone.
You should have taken the leap.
Leap of calzone, but I didn't know what to do, where to turn. I was using my phone. I'm at a soccer game. It's halftime. I'm trying to calzone. Yeah. Yeah. Turns out it seems like there's a lot of places, a lot of pizza places on the Cape that also flip it over to get the calzone going. So I figured when I got into work today, before the broadcast, I would consult with Hmong.
You picked the right person to consult with because I'm a calzone connoisseur.
Oh.
If I was a dinosaur, I'd be a calzonosaurus.
Oh, my God. Here he comes. Watch out. Oh, it's cheesy somehow in here. Is it the cheesy fog?
Well, I wish I could help you out in Falmouth, but my calzone dreams have been fulfilled mainly in the Barnstable area.
Because you live around here. So
I do live in Centerville.
When you go calzone, you go local for
like,
you.
It's kind of hard if you're craving a calzone at like 6 in Centerville and you're like, oh, I want to eat one in Bourne. And then you're like, oh, God, I got to drive. And then who knows who's creating a calzone that late. So I stick with my tried and true ultimate calzone place. The best in all of the Cape, in my opinion. This is Craigville Pizza and Mexican Restaurant.
Now, why is that so good at Craigville Pizza and Mexican? And the other thing I wonder about it, are calzones little? Or are they just like a big pizza? What if I bought one that was too small for my family?
Well, that answers the question. Because why I think Craigville Pizza and Mexican, by the way, they're at 618 Craigville Beach Road in Centerville. They're the best because they're the biggest. And sometimes Hmong likes to go with the biggest is the best. These are gigantic, half-moon size, three-mealers.
Family size?
Mega calzones.
Good grief. How big?
So like, big. It's like the size of your arm. They make humongous calzones there. And what is great...
Like that?
Oh, yeah. What is great about their calzones...
Like the size of a manhole cover, except
half a manhole cover.
Except half. Yeah, right. I was just going to say that. Yeah, right.
You can stretch it out for multiple meals, and you can fill it with whatever goodness you want. And what I like about theirs, and some other calzone places do it differently, they do sauce on the side, which allows you to control your sauce intake.
So there's no sauce in the calzone.
Is
that the rule with calzones?
See, no. A lot of people do it differently. Some people like sauce in. And I think you can ask them if you want sauce in. But they do it, you know, meat and cheese and goodness inside in a container of their delicious marinara. And then you can dip it as you will. You can spread it. So you can control your own sauce intake.
And that probably also helps with, like, potential sauce leakage out of the calzone.
Exactly.
If you put it in there, you take a bite and chino pants.
Well,
that's what I was going to ask, because if you use a knife and fork, it's very precise and whatever. If you pick it up and there's like sauce or anything else in there and you take a bite,
it could be a mess.
I think the point of calzones, maybe when they were invented, throwing it out there was so people could eat it with their hands and walk around and do stuff.
Yeah,
it was a convenient pizza slice thing
and it's not as sloppy as pizza slices. Mung's not a big pizza fan. Like, you know, sometimes you get a slice and it's kind of flaccid and everything falls down or like it's not cooked properly. You don't want like things sliding off. But with a calzone, it's all nice and compact.
I don't want a flaccid slice of pizza.
No, you do not.
I mean, I like pizza that stands out straight.
That's rare to find, my friend.
Couldn't you just say bendy instead of flaccid? That's a word that, I don't know.
I don't know. Consult your friends at Merriam.
I'm not going back there for that. There's just no way.
So calzones are like this pocket of goodness where it doesn't seem as crazily messy as pizza or greasy.
All right, so
you can use a knife and fork if you want to control
it. So what I got to say is we got to throw it out to the audience, who can email us at digital@capecodonline.com. We're just starting our journey with this calzone quest.
Yep.
It's something I want to get deeply into. I'm looking for something different. I've had them before, and I really liked it. I like crust. And have the crust on the outside, and then you go in for the stuff. The idea of the sauce on the side is intriguing, Greg.
That's different. I
Why have we lived such sheltered lives here? I know why you have. It's out of sort of paranoia.
Fear.
But, I mean, you could go get a calzone somewhere.
I could.
We need some recommendations.
Actually, you know, let's do it sometime.
Now, I've seen some places that people have recommended online, and from you, Mung, also Jack's Pizza on West Main Street here in Hyannis is a calzone.
Oh, they have a really good calzone.
Location. I have heard that Takis Pizza, T-A-K-I-S, that's on Main Street in West Yarmouth, 547 Main Street in West Yarmouth. They have an extensive calzone menu, including like a steak bomb calzone.
Oh, you definitely have to get
that. Can you imagine? Stuffed with steak?
Yum.
Oh, it's like, what, a little kangaroo pocket of meat and cheese.
As long as it's not kangaroo
like
meat.
Yeah, it's not like eating a kangaroo. Stone Lovin' in Brewster, one of those sort of hip kind of stone.
Well, they're known for their
quality pizza. They have calzones. How was the pizza? It was pretty good.
It was good.
So imagine that flipped over.
Oh, yeah. All right.
Maybe that's the rule. Like, if they're known for their pizza, they probably have a good calzone.
I would say that's probably true, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm sure.
All right. So if anyone out there can help us with that, digital at CapeCodOnline.com. And we will visit and eat calzones for the rest of the fall and winter. What could be better chilly weather food than like a calzone you can take home? Like throwing the dog a bone.
Here's my favorite calzone ingredients. Ready? Meatball, sausage, and pepperoni. A triple meat calzone.
That's too much meat.
Oh, it's so much meat.
Way too much.
How about some broccoli in there?
How about some cauliflower?
Not unless you want me to throw it against the wall and say no.
And it would just hit the wall and go smear really slow down to the ground. That's awful.
No place for flowers and calzones, I say.
So the new official song here is My Calzona.
That's
a lot of near nerds to get to my calzona.
Yeah, it does actually.
Sorry about that.
I think that's what they intended when they wrote that song, and then they changed it later.
They loved calzones, and the record producer's like, you gotta put like a love interest name in there,
a woman's name.
You know,
maybe,
I mean, not calzona, which we are. And there's probably we're not gonna do it. Love calzones,
Sharona.
Get the knack. I guess that's it. All right, and you know, now that you have your belly full of calzones, you can afford to be scared because your reaction time will be slow. You won't be as panicky, and that's the time to visit spooky cemetery, spooky cemeteries.
Whoa!
Are there dogs there too?
It was a dark and spooky night when the guys from the Cape Cod Fun Show went to their favorite spooky cemeteries on Cape Cod, including Greg, who got up in the middle of the night in his nightshirt with his bare ankles glistening in the moonlight. And he held a lantern and said, "Honey, I'll be back later." And off he went. And he went right to the
Sears Cemetery.
The Sears Cemetery. That is a spooky one.
I don't know if I'd go there.
Okay.
Now, that actually, you know, correct me if I'm wrong. When I looked it up, you know, where it was, I always thought it was in East Dennis. I've seen West Brewster.
I believe I can solve Brewster? This mystery. It is in Brewster. It is right on the town line. As a matter of fact, to access the very spooky Sears Cemetery, the easiest way to do it is to go to the Bound Brook Conservation Land parking lot.
This is true.
That's right off Airline Road in Dennis, right near 6A. There's a parking area.
Yes.
You walk down, there's a little herring run.
Yes.
And this gnarly tree-rooted pathway looks like 1810 down there. And
it's
Ichabod
out of another,
Greg is going to get you.
It's out of another
And you
era.
Walk past that, and then you come to that gate that either squeaks or doesn't squeak at
the
Sears
whole,
Cemetery.
The whole cemetery, I think, is surrounded by this iron fence.
That sometimes grows through trees that have come in and grown around the iron. It's that old. It's sort of on a hill overlooking a pond.
Totally spooky.
And really creepy stones.
So I actually looked it up earlier today, and there are actually, according to this one website, and I'll cite it because it's actually sort of cool, there are 124 headstones in there, including that of
dun, 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 dun.
John Sears.
John Sears
is his tombstone says John Sears, inventor of salt works, died 1817, age 72. He apparently perfected this process of salt production via solar.
That was big money back then.
Evaporation.
When there weren't salt mines and salt licks and all those things salty that you needed. Everyone loves salt, needs salt.
Yeah. And I think he, you know, he gets some sort of a.
Award?
Whatchamacallit for,
Mr. Salty?
An Academy Award.
A Salty, yes. Academy it's called Award. A Salty.
And
a
choice.
Not a Grammy.
Choice plot for eternity.
His nickname was Sleepy.
No, Salty.
No, it was Sleepy.
Why Sleepy?
Well,
Greg?
I saw two different references. One was because he liked to sleep, like in the afternoon. Because he was tired. Because
he was inventing all morning.
Interesting you mentioned that, because the other source said it's because he was always thinking. He was a very clever man. He was always thinking about
salt,
how to perfect
salt his, pepper. Pepper.
His salt. His salt works.
Borscht. Mayonnaise.
If you're interested in more on the cemetery, there's
mechanical clothespins. Yes.
What are you babbling about?
That's the life of Sears.
Yeah, babble. Anyway.
It's the life of Sears.
Anyway, if you actually want to see.
In the back of the union suit. Yes! Easy egress.
Oh, I don't know what to do about his crazy machinations.
All right. Can I give the website now, or are you going to keep talking?
You're just shifting your chair, Greg. Oh, well, now get back to...
I'm going to talk about the fireflies now. I love fireflies. Do you know they haven't been around for months?
Oh, boy.
Oh, man. So, anyway, so if you're interested more in the cemetery, it is truly one of the coolest cemeteries on Cape Cod. This website's very nice. It's S-E-A-R-S, searsr.com/searscemetery.htm. What this guy has done is he has chronicled every single headstone in that cemetery.
If you go to anti-disestablishmentarianism.com, you'll find more. /backslash.
I like that cemetery because /of the squeaky gate.
The squeaky gate is
which
the
may
best.
Or not be squeaky.
But I don't know. We haven't been there in a few years. Yeah, last time I was there, the gate wasn't squeaking.
Well, the other
squeaking.
Weird thing about that cemetery is there's a mailbox at the cemetery. Mm. Like, right at the base of the cemetery near the gate.
Really?
Like, I don't know what kind of postal business is going on there.
What?
Maybe they leave guides
stuff
there or...
Stuff from the ever after.
They gotta order stuff.
If you get there and the flag is up, just turn around.
Yeah.
Because someone's mailing something from... Yeah. The great beyond.
Maybe John Sears gets all these, like...
Salt catalogs?
You know, mail. You know, he gets these missives from the
salt
great beyond.
Salt quarterly?
And they leave it in the mailbox.
New Horizons in Salt magazine?
He's Mr. Salt. Sleepy. Sleepy Salt.
Salty.
Sleepy.
Salty. Well, you've peppered us with information, Greg. Some would say too much, and now Mung will keep it quick as he moves to his favorite cemetery...
Oh, this cemetery is scary because it has a scary story attached that I've heard firsthand. Take a trip down to Bourne to the Sagamore Cemetery on Sandwich Road, and perhaps you'll encounter something similar to this.
I was
down there years ago with the superintendent of the cemetery, Jerry Ellis, and he told me a tale of something that happened to him at that cemetery in the 90s, and... It was kind of spooky. So basically, he was out, you know, tending to the flowers and the shrubbery. It was a hot summer day.
An innocent day at the cemetery, just minding his own business.
You know, doing what he needs to do.
This is a guy who doesn't pull his punches. He's a matter-of-fact man.
No, he was a selectman in town. You know, he knows his stuff. He's not going to, you know, make up crazy stuff.
Man.
So anyway, he was, you know, doing his cemetery work. Then all of a sudden, he felt a presence pressing on him as if someone was standing there right in front of his face on this hot July afternoon. He said he got this really immediate, uneasy feeling. Chills and goosebumps went up his body, and the hairs stood up on end. And I said, why? And he said, there was also this really distinct smell of a cigar. And then I just got kind of freaked out because that's a smell that everyone knows. And he said no one else was in the cemetery. And even if there were people in the cemetery at the time, what are the chances that they were smoking a cigar? A rare thing to be smoking in the middle of the day in a cemetery.
I don't know if that's that rare.
I don't encounter people on the street smoking cigars these days.
Maybe they go out to the cemetery to quick get away for pufferoonie.
It's kind of an old school kind of habit.
It's such an old
maybe
school
smell.
Maybe
it was former Red Sox pitcher Louis Tiant, who smoked a lot of cigars. Or Groucho Marx, the comedian? Ghost of Groucho?
So just imagine there, you're in the cemetery.
Hey, Jerry, what's going on?
You're feeling this presence, then all of a sudden you start smelling cigars.
That's spooky. A ghost smell, that's a scary smell.
I thought you were going to say like the smell of death.
Well, like some people say cigars do smell like death.
What is the smell of death? Rot?
Rot. Decay.
Maybe it was a
low tide?
Cigar.
Is that a smell of death?
Decay.
You know, I think that pushed Jerry to become a believer because it clearly made an impression on him.
A guy who didn't really seem to be like Mr. Ghosty Believer before this happened.
I'm not sure, but definitely he has shared this story multiple times clearly has stuck with him because of this incident in the Sagamore Cemetery.
Sagamore Cemetery, that's off Sandwich Road in Bourne, Mass, getting very close to the Sagamore Bridge. Wow, that is kind of spooky. I'll throw one in there just for a quick postcard cemetery kind of thing with also some poignant meaning. This is the Congregational Cemetery at the First Congregational Church in Truro. That's on First Parish Lane, just a little bit outside the center of Truro Village. And it is a picture postcard, old-timey New England graveyard, beautiful church, and old stones. But the one that always draws my attention is the little obelisk from 1941, which marks the Widowmaker Gale, when 57 men and boys of the town perished in 7 different fishing boats.
Oh, my.
It's a fenced-in obelisk, and you look at it, all the names are there, and you think, wow.
That's
a small town like Truro in 1841, you take away 57 men and boys.
That's very traumatic.
That is some serious stuff. So it's a beautiful place, but certainly makes you harken back to the hard old days on Cape Cod. And when something like that could come in, and it's good to take a moment there. It's a little spooky, but it's okay somehow, isn't it?
It's poignant, actually. Poignant.
Oh,
I love it. This is what you should be doing. It's October on Cape
Cod.
You should be visiting cemeteries. It's the spooky season. But certainly don't go when they're closed, you know. But, you know, we get some early darkness these days. So check out some cemeteries before they close it for the night.
Let's move on from things that perhaps rise from the earth and scare you to things that rise from the earth and delight and feed you.
Oh, yeah.
It's the Brewster Potato Fest 2019. The first ever Brewster Potato Fest.
I'm so excited about
this. We are all very excited about this. It's 10 a.m. to 2 p.m.
We love our potatoes.
That's at the First Parish Brewster Unitarian Universalist Church, 1960 Main Street in Brewster. Admission is free. There'll be sack races, live music, potato tastings. We heard maybe potato ice cream. Is that true, Mom?
That's right. Potato ice cream.
We had the organizer in here today, actually, Chuck Medansky, who knew a lot about potatoes.
Mom,
you sat in for that broadcast.
This is very exciting.
What was going on?
You can check it out over at CapeCodTimes.com/LifeWithGwen. Chuck, the organizer, gave us a preview of this hot Brewster potato event. It's the first kind. To their knowledge, it's the first ever potato festival in all of the Cape. You know, we got the Turnip Festival.
How can it be?
We got the Turnip Festival in East Ham every year. We got the Wellfleet Oyster Fest. But do we really have a tribute to these spuds? They're trying to change it now. This weekend, Brewster Potato Fest, ice cream. They might even have a couch for couch potatoes. All sorts of funny things.
You could just sit down, Greg, and watch the fest. You wouldn't have to do too much.
That sounds awesome.
That's kind of nice for you. Get out, sit down.
Sit down. Don't really interact.
Gather your courage.
With anyone.
And then make a move for a free sample.
That's right.
That could be very good.
And, interesting things like, as you mentioned, potato ice cream. And I'm kind of thinking, what would be my potato ice cream flavor? And I'm thinking, how about this one? Twice baked turtle.
You mean with actual turtle meat in it?
No, like the ice cream flavor, turtle. But
Turtle the ice cream. I like turtles.
Oh boy,
I've never heard of a turtle ice cream.
What do you mean?
Flavor.
Like, how
it's
do
like,
you?
It's like they, a. Con-
do
it's
they,
like a. Con-
you mean like mock turtle, right?
No. Do they grind a turtle like to make
turtle
ice cream?
Is one
I think
of the more
snapping
pop-
turtle season
popular,
is all year round. If you really wanted to hunt them,
they're very delicious.
Why? What do you mean turtle is
a chocolatey caramel delight?
Oh,
you've had turtle candies.
You should specify these are chocolate turtles, not like turtles. Because we try to help the turtles.
We love turtles.
What is this?
You're just giving us a scare.
We have all these cold, stunned turtles. You'd be running up to grab one and then putting it into an ice cream churn? I'm not going to stand for that.
This is confusing you guys. How about this one? Scalloped sorbet. Like scalloped potatoes?
I'd eat scallop ice cream. Scallop cheesy. I've had the lobster ice cream at Bill and Ben's in Falmouth. And it's just kind of buttery or...
Was
buttery potato ice cream could be good. It was all right.
Was that good? Yeah.
The frozen lobster chunks were a bit off-putting.
I don't know.
They were like very weird chocolate chips.
I like my ice cream really boring.
Crustacean
Sorry.
Chips. They were kind of strange. But anyway, they'll also have a potato peeling contest and a baked potato bar with toppings. Oh, bacon bits.
I mean, you mentioned twice baked potatoes. I mean, really, a shout out to twice baked. I love twice baked potatoes. You get the soft, smooth, you know, sort of potato, no lumps inside a potato skin, which you can eat. I love potato skins, but they have to be organic. Just so delicious.
All right, so that sounds good. The Brewster Potato Fest.
You can go there and talk to other potato lovers and settle some critical debates.
Potato palaver?
Like lumps versus no lumps in your mashed potatoes.
Oh, that we could talk all day about
that. You could do the instant versus real mashed potato
debate.
There's no debate.
Just go there and
talk. Don't
even
start. All right, we got to keep moving, fellas. Brewster Potato Fest, 10 to 2 Saturday in Brewster at the First Parish Brewster Unitarian Universalist Church. 1960 Main Street admission is free. But there's more going on, guys.
What?
And time is falling through the time thing.
You gotta be kidding.
So we gotta keep rolling. You know, Mung, you love acoustic music. You love musicians getting a chance. How about the Sandwich Porch Fest? Coming up 1 to 4 p.m. on Sunday, live music will stream from porches of homes and shops around downtown Sandwich, which is a beautiful location. And we have Porch Fest presented by the Sandwich Arts Alliance. And that takes place from 1 to 4 along Main Street. Just head to downtown Sandwich. It's free. And enjoy some stringed instruments and that Sound of America and the French front porch loveliness of people playing music for other people.
Aw.
Isn't that nice?
That is nice.
A great weekend on the Cape, guys.
That's nice.
It's we got a lot going on. Greg, you love owls.
Owls? Are you kidding?
I mean, come on.
Seriously, they are my favorite bird.
I mean, but what if we were little and we were running through a pasture? No one would say,
I'd be terrified.
Oh, let Greg go because he loves owls. The owls would be like, swoop.
Yeah, I'd be terrified.
And grab. But don't worry, we're bigger than most owls. Owl experts teaching lessons at the museum. I've seen this show. It's a really good show. Naturalist Marsha Wilson and photographer Mark Wilson, along with their feathered friends, return to the Cape Cod Museum of Natural History for two live owl programs called Owls of the World. Who's watching you? So these are owls that are disabled and unable to survive in the wild, so that's why they're part of these programs. And you get to see them up really close, and it is formidable to get close to an owl. Those shows are at 11 a.m. and 1:30 p.m. Sunday at the Cape Cod Museum of Natural History in Brewster. And I don't know, imagine going through a dark forest and you've shrunk just little Mung now.
Oh,
little like, delicious juicy
like,
Mung.
Like Honey, I Shrunk the Mung.
Honey, I Shrunk the Mung. You're now running to try to get to the nearest Arby's, the nearest mini Arby's.
Uh-oh.
And all of a sudden you probably don't hear anything, right?
I'm almost there.
He's running. You can see the little mini Arby's neon light.
I'm so hungry.
And then all of a sudden there's a shadow over the moon.
What is that in back of me?
And then the talons sink into juicy little Mung.
No.
Oh, he's even smaller than Yoda, and off he goes with an owl. But don't let that bother you. Go see the owl program at the Museum of Natural History. Now, Mung.
I give a hoot about owls.
I love owls, and that program is great because they tell you a lot of cool stuff, and you can get really close to an owl. And wowl. That is something. They are crazy birds, and the talent. Oh, man, so that's a lot of fun. All right. Chili contest, Mung. Beans or no beans?
I don't like beans in my chili, but I assume this contest because we're not in Texas, is going to be featuring lots of beans.
So
how can you have chili without beans?
Beans are part of the greatness of chili.
Blah.
I mean, they're like
that
essential.
That came from a deep place.
Don't tell my brethren in the Lone Star State, because that is sacrilegious to have beans in your chili. It should be meaty and spicy, and that's it.
The inaugural Katuit Chili Challenge, part of a pie sale, open hearth cooking demonstration, and more, will be part of Autumn in Katuit.
Ooh.
11 to 3 p.m. Sunday at the grounds of the Historical Society of Santuit and Katuit, 1148 Main Street in Katuit. So this is going to be the first ever Katuit Chili Challenge as part of this Autumn Fest. And people all around the area are probably breaking out their great recipes, hot or not hot, beans or no beans. Here comes Mung, hide the beans. Here comes Greg, hide the beans, for another reason.
What about those fireflies?
He's so gassy.
You can have chili in all different varieties. I bet this is going to be delicious.
I love chili challenges. That's one of my favorite things to eat little bits of and try the different recipes. Mm-hmm. And I like a hot chili. Like, bring it on.
Some people use ground beef for their chili. Some people use, you know, hearty cuts of beef like the chuck and things like that. So it's good to see how the different varieties.
Chuck turtle.
The poor turtles.
Why do you grind up turtles into chuck?
I know. I don't understand. What's going on
at your house?
Turtles are so cute.
What's going on in your mungy hobbit hole with the turtles?
I relish my toes.
You put relish on your toes?
I don't put relish on my toes.
On turtle toes? Oh, it's too bad, Greg. Why? We never saw the side of him before.
This is so disgusting.
It's like kind of like the guy who grabs roadkill. Why does he have to be like this?
That's funny. There used to be a restaurant in Hyannis called the Roadkill Cafe. Does anybody remember that?
Yes,
no,
I do.
It didn't last very long.
It didn't last too long, but they definitely had like dishes inspired by roadkill involving like
real rat atouille?
No,
like squirrel.
and a possum.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
You know, more commonly found,
varmints, get in my stew pot. Please. All right, so that's admission is $6, $5 for Katuit Historical Society members at that Chili Katuit Festival. Another one of our favorite locations, because we love farm animals. I think Mung does, but now I'm suspicious. It's the Taylor Bray Farm Fall Festival.
Oh.
The historic Taylor Bray Farms Fall Festival includes animal visits with miniature donkeys, a Nubian goat, sheep and more, hay rides, old-fashioned games, face painting, and an archaeology display, and refreshments, pumpkins, apple cider donut holes, candy corn, hot dogs. Wow.
Delicious.
Parking donation $5. That's about it, though. 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Saturday, rain date Sunday. I think they'll be okay for Saturday. That's at the Taylor Bray Farm, 108 Bray Farm Road North, right off 6A in Yarmouthport. A beautiful perch on the marsh there.
I love it. I've been to this festival a couple years ago.
How was it, Mom?
Oh, it was awesome. After taking several machines to hoist me into the tractor, I finally was in, and it was very
delightful.
You spent
the next fortnight there.
That's right.
Going vroom, vroom, vroom.
A nice hayride Mung through the tractor. Grounds. Perfect for the youngins
that
and families.
That is a great kid place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
maybe the best kid place around. So we recommend Taylor Bray. Fireworks this weekend? Can this be true?
Oh, yeah, you can do fireworks.
It's the Yarmouth Seaside Festival. Mung, you must know a bit about this.
Oh.
Various locations in Yarmouth will be filled with activities for the three-day Columbus Day weekend during the annual Yarmouth Seaside Festival. Arts and crafts fair, rides, games, live music, tent for children's entertainment, showings of live animals. Saturday's events end with a beach bonfire. Sundays include the annual Seaside Parade at noon with the theme of American Patriot Pride and an 8 p.m. beach fireworks Sunday night. That's going to be a nice evening weather-wise. And then Monday's events include a morning sand sculpture contest and a canoe kayak race.
Wow. Oh,
folks, you got to go to YarmouthSeasideFestival.com. See how easy that address is, Greg? Yarmouth Seaside Festival.
I was stuck with a terribly long address. I'm sorry.
Well, that sounds like a big weekend in Yarmouth.
I like that people are doing things off season.
Fireworks, but it's going to be a nice night, luckily.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's supposed to be a nice day.
This time of year, it's always like hit or miss, and it looks like it's going to be a good weekend for that kind of stuff. One thing, guys, that we really need to do is class it up a little bit. class it up.
Why? Why?
Because we're not that classy. Not as classy as we should be.
Well, I am, but you're not. You keep making weird noises.
You started out classy, then we dragged you down into the gooey morass that is non-class. Sorry, Greg.
What have you done to me?
Well, here's what you can do. Go to a Met Opera simulcast. They're back on Cape Cod.
Oh, yeah.
And it starts with Franco Zeffirelli's staging of Turandot. That's a really exciting thing. They're showing at the What Theater in Wellfleet on Saturday at 12:55 p.m. Let's see. And also at the Cape Cinema near you, Greg, 60 yep. Hope Lane, Dennis, also on the Vineyard. This is something you might want to read about at CapeCodOnline.com. There's a big schedule of all sorts of great operas. It's on a big screen, high def, live direct from NYC. The superstars of opera gracing the screens on Cape Cod. And I know in Wellfleet, they bang that place out.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm. It's a big draw.
It's very popular.
Get opera. Iman, could you do a little aria for us from Turtle Eating? Wasn't that your Tortellini?
No, no, no. Yes, the turtle. Yes, the turtle with his mouth, and now it's gone. Yes, the turtle.
That's beautiful.
Wow. Why did you eat the turtle, Mung? I like turtles.
He doesn't like turtles.
He loves turtles.
I don't know why. No, he doesn't.
He eats them.
He wants to crush them and eat them.
Like, he ran a marathon once. People are grabbing water, water, water. He grabs a turtle, and then he keeps running. Our walk of the week. This is something new. I was down in Falmouth the other day, and I passed by a silo on my way to my daughter's soccer game. I said, what the? And it was a silo. Beautiful object.
Oh, really?
It's been restored. This is at the River Bend Conservation Area on Sandwich Road in Falmouth. It's about 2 miles south of 151. I drove by and saw this beautiful thing, this silo just appearing. What a photo opportunity. And found out there are trails all around it and kind of boggy land down there. It really looked like a great place for a stroll. That whole area of Falmouth is lovely and farmy and fun. So I would recommend the River Bend Conservation Area. Go solo. See a silo. Riverbend Conservation Area in Falmouth.
I wonder what's in the silo.
Turtles.
Grain?
Yeah, it's probably grain.
I mean, rice?
They're turtles.
I bet there are little turtles in there that are waiting to come out so I can grab them.
Terrapins?
So sad. Greg, little music for you coming up this weekend. You're nitty, you're gritty, you're a dirt band. What does it mean to you?
Dirt band.
Oh, is Mr. Bojangles coming?
That's one of their hit songs.
That's the only one
yes.
I know.
You don't
yes.
know? What about the... Will the circle be a rhombus? No, what's that thing called?
No,
will the circle
be unbroken?
A rhombus?
Unbroken?
Or an oval?
Broken.
Will the circle be broken?
Broken.
Yeah. Unbroken.
Unbroken.
Mm-hmm.
Will the circle be unbroken, which was an album featuring all sorts of traditional country artists. They've been around for a long time.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah.
So this is a chance to tap in for you, Mung, some of this Americana sound.
Love it.
You love it so much. This is your chance at the Payomet tent. Going to be getting chilly up there, but actually it's going to be a nice weekend.
I'm glad they're still open.
It's unbelievable. So that's coming up October 12th at the Payomet Performing Arts Center, Old Dewline Road in North Truro. Tickets $35. That's a pretty good deal. That's a professional band. We like that. That sounds good. All right, we're rolling up to the end of this week's Cape Cod Fun Show. I do want to say that the Cape Cod National Seashore just put something out about their Seashore October programs. There are a bunch of them, both out of the Province Lands Visitor Center, which is open through the end of the month, and the Salt Pond Visitor Center, which is open year-round, amazingly, and has a nice bookstore. Some of them include Sharks and Seals, Cape Cod's Dynamic Duo Walk. Ooh, what's that? Bats of Cape Cod.
Whoa.
Beach
oh.
Forest Beauty Walk. Discover Nauset Marsh. On the Trail with the Classics. Oh, sharing the poetry of Mary Oliver. And then there's something else. And so there are a lot of programs still going on at the seashore. Drop by to one of the visitor centers. Or you can go to, let's see, the website is, of course, NPS.gov/CACO.
That's too long.
No,
NPS.gov/CACO. I want a third slash.
Perfect time to be learning about bats, man, because you got to figure out how to avoid vampires.
Get all the... Jeez.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's Halloween season, man.
Good point.
Nosferatu.
They're all over the place.
In a good tutu. Point. Nosferatu.
You need some of those sharpened wooden stakes.
And some garlic.
And garlic.
I wonder if you can get some garlic at the Potato Fest.
Oh, I love garlic mashed potatoes.
Oh, mashed potatoes and garlic, Greg? Mm-hmm. Oh, come on.
You'd have to go to the Garlic Fest, I think, to get that.
Rules and regulations. Yes. All right. Sorry. You're listening to the Cape Cod Fun Show podcast. I want to thank Kevin McLeod, who provides all the wonderful music you hear under the broadcast. His website is incompetech.com. Is that correct, Mung? Incompetech.com?
Yeah, unlike your website, which is incompetence.com.
Oh, even at the end of the show, he's going to give me a kidney punch.
Yuck, yuck.
Jeez, wow. Internal bleeding. Oh, I'm hurting here. That is rough. You can always email us digital@capecodonline.com, digital@capecodonline.com, looking for your Calzone requests. Okay, thank you, Mung, for being here.
My pleasure.
Greg, thank you for being here. Good luck on your big vacation coming up to Scotland.
Thank you.
Hoot, man, hoot. Oh, Greg will not be here next week unless we can get him patched in somewhere from a lock or something.
You better win that haggis throwing contest.
He may be in a lock, but we'll keep unlocking fun here at the Cape Cod Fun Show podcast. Till next time.
Oh, my goodness.
Till next week. Keep having fun. And see ya. Greg, what's that website address again?
http://.
Did someone say colon?
Uh-oh, he's going to talk about turtles again.
Nope, I'm excited.
Get in my colon!
I'm excited for the chili festival.
What is it about turtles? Gosh.
He has three turtles, and that's it.
Did I ever tell you about the fireflies? They aren't flying much this time of year, but they had been 3 months ago.